January 3. Who may know God? Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? Job 11:7. We cannot by searching find out God, but he has revealed himself in his Son, who is the brightness of the Father's glory and the express image of his person. If we desire a knowledge of God, we must be Christ-like. Living a pure life through faith in Christ as a personal Savior will bring to the believer a clearer, higher conception of God. Eternal life is the reward that will be given to all who obey the two great principles of God's law, love to God and love to man. The first four commandments define and enjoin love to God, the last six love to our fellow men. Obedience to these commands is the only evidence man can give that he demonstrates a genuine saving knowledge of God. Love for God is demonstrated by love for those for whom Christ has died. While enshrouded in the pillar of cloud, Christ gave directions regarding this love. Distinctly and clearly, he laid down the principles of heaven as rules that his chosen people were to observe in their dealings one with another. These principles Christ lived out in his life of humanity. In his teaching, he presented the motives that should govern the lives of his followers. Those who partake of God's love through a reception of the truth will give it evidence of this by making earnest, self-sacrificing efforts to give the message of God's love to others. Thus, they become laborers together with Christ. Love for God and for one another unites them to Christ by golden links. Their life is bound up with his life in sanctified, elevated union. This union causes rich currents of Christ's love to flow continually into the heart and then flow forth again in love for others. The qualities that it is essential for all to possess in order to know God are those that mark the completeness of Christ's character: his love, his patience, his unselfishness. These attributes are cultivated by doing kind actions with a kindly heart.